Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Today We Learn. Right off the top, thanks again for downloading and listening every week or whenever you remember. We appreciate it greatly. This is a great episode. I had a lot of fun here. This was a fun episode to learn some things about the globe and traveling and all that type of stuff. Once again, Andy Haynes is guest hosting, and we had one of his friends was in town from the UK visiting, and he's been he travels around a lot, and we had him as a guest because he's never done a podcast, and he's very kind of like Luddite-ish when it comes to technology and all of that. But he's traveled all over the place, and he was, you know, we thought it'd be fun to have him on the show to tell us some things about his travels and all of that type of stuff. So his name's Luke Curling, and you know, you should check him out, and he's going to be in New Zealand and Australia. So hit them up if you're out there, as we mentioned on the show also. So yeah, we'll get into the show. Today we learn number 104 with Luke Curling.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Today We Learned. You know that voice, Mr. Andy Haynes.
Hey, guys.
And joining us as a guest of sorts today, he's our guest. Yeah, be our guest. He's a guest from across the pond, as they would say. Andy's very good friends in town. Luke. I don't know your last name, Luke, so I'm just going to call you Luke.
Luke Curling.
Luke Curling.
What's the frequency, Luke? That's Kenneth, but...
Yeah, all the way from the UK.
The UK, welcome. We got a lot of listeners out there.
Why don't you tell us about where you're from in the UK?
Yeah.
UK, I'm from Portsmouth, which is as far south as you can get. Yeah, right down on the coast. Not much of a seaside, to be honest with you. Full of pebbles and...
Naval town.
But yeah, the beach isn't great.
Shit football team, too?
They're not the best at the moment, yeah.
Pompey,
yeah. So going through administration, just like... I think that some of the homeless people out there have got more money than the football club at the moment.
The township that I am from, I'm originally from a place called Bay City, Michigan, but next to that, adjacent, is much like how there's like Beverly Hills and Los Angeles and Silver Lake and all that, is a place where I pretty much grew up for most of my life called Portsmouth Township.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking on here, and Portsmouth is the second largest city in the ceremonial county of Hampshire on the south coast of England, located mainly on Portsea Island.
Portsea Island, yeah.
Portsea Island.
Yeah, so there's three roads.
Okay.
That take you onto the island, and they normally have car crashes on them daily, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You never told me you were from an island, Luke.
Because you're not told by the three arms I've got.
Well, you keep the third one hidden properly.
Okay.
So is the traffic horrible?
Terrible, but that's why I moved away from the island. I haven't lived in Portsmouth for about the last 8 years.
I've been
working away on cruise ships, which has
been my last
kind of trip. So
what have you been doing on cruise ships?
I was in charge of like the children and family entertainment on there.
Okay.
So yeah, it was good. Like, got to travel the world, put money in the bank, meet a lot of people. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where have you been most recently?
Just around the Mediterranean and like the Baltic Sea and the Norwegian fjords is where I've just come off. I got off on the 22nd of August.
Okay.
And that was it, yeah.
See anything cool? Did you get to go on any excursions or learn anything about it all?
Over the last 8 years, I've travelled a lot and seen a lot of places around the Med, like a lot of historical places. Spent a lot of time on beaches as well, to be honest with you. But
he's... Luke's a quarter Jamaican. He's not just this tan, so...
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm like, I didn't think they got the sunlight up.
My granddad was from Jamaica as well, so I had that little Caribbean vibe about me, so I spent a lot of time in the Caribbean as well, which is cool.
What you said you've been to a lot of historical places. What would be like your, what's one that really pops out that when you went there because you wanted to seek it out, or perhaps you went there unknowingly that it was as historic as it was, and then it just like blew your mind or taught you, like you learned something.
I think like Rome was amazing for that kind of so seeing like all the places around Rome. Been to like the Acropolis in Athens as well, so I see like
You said you were kind of bummed out by the pyramids, right?
Yeah, the pyramids wasn't great. Like, you go there and you've got like this big impression that you're going to be in the middle of the desert and it's just like this like big wonder of the world. But then you get there and then you turn around and you've got like McDonald's and KFC and Pizza Hut and stuff like across the road from it. It's a bit of a tourist attraction now, but...
Yeah, I've heard that was about like the Colosseum 2 or something like that. There's a thing on Reddit like 2 years ago or whatever, yeah, where it would show these famous pictures of historical places that you know and you recognize.
Yeah.
Then it would do like the
turn
opposite.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah, you do a panoramic. Yeah.
And it would actually like see that there's like a Starbucks and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Such a bummer. I mean, it's because the thing is, the locals need to make money and. Yeah. Unfortunately, like a lot of tourists, they go to places and they want to have these places, don't they? They want to have their Starbucks, as you said, or be able to get a McDonald's, yeah, or need to have Wi-Fi so they can Instagram their pictures straight away of it. Or so,
yeah.
So yeah,
I mean, I'm at fault for that.
We're the problem as Americans.
Now, Andy, you might know about this, but I didn't know about this. I'm not very smart. I'm not well traveled. Andy's way
more
traveled than
I. He's from Michigan.
I didn't say I was smart.
Yeah, Luke's not smart. Don't worry.
Now, I didn't know what this was. I mean, I'm sure I've seen it in movies or I've seen photos of it. But the Acropolis of Athens.
Yep.
You've been there.
Yeah.
Now, I had no... When you say that, I maybe have heard it, or maybe I just don't think about it, or maybe I hear a polis and I think of other things.
Okay.
But for the listeners out there, Google it because it's a pretty cool looking thing. But the Acropolis of Athens, according to Wikipedia here, which is one of my favorite things.
Oh, it's got to be true then. Yeah,
yeah. is an ancient citadel located on a high rocky outcrop above the city of Athens and contains the remains of several ancient buildings of Greek architectural and historical significance. The most famous being the Parthenon. Okay,
that's what I was wondering. Is like, what's the Parthenon? Because also the Parthenon, if that was a citadel, would be the most useless defensive because it's just a bunch of columns.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, just standing behind a column. I'm like, that's not very defensive.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where, like, when I hear the Parthenon, and I know what those are, yeah, but those are located in the Acropolis citadel, that I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. It's like just living the life of Hercules is like,
okay,
where it is.
I saw a movie recently called, what was it called? Something of January, or it's like with
Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah, Get Him to the Greek. No, it was with Oscar Isaac, oh,
okay,
and Viggo Mortensen.
Force Awakens.
Yes, so I saw an advanced copy.
Yeah.
Anyways, it took place a lot of it was on the Acropolis because it's like about a hustler in Greece, like an American hustler.
Okay.
But it's good. It looked really pretty. It looked beautiful.
Again, like.
Oh, but there's lots of people like trying to like sell you,
get
like
there,
mini Acropolises.
You turn up, and
snow globe Acropolis.
Yeah, you turn up, and it's just like queues and lines of people trying
and
to.
You
get
can't
up
trust
there, so.
Trust Greek people either, right? They're dirty and kind of.
Well, they're trying to get a quick penny, but they're not
money.
All Greek in Greece at the moment, are they?
I liked that about some of the places. Like, I went to Tikal in Guatemala, and you have to go in to the jungle. Like, it's like probably 40 miles into the jungle.
Okay.
From a little town called Lake Chichen Itza, I think that's what it's called. Or Lake Pitin Itza, something like that. But it's like remote. So there are tourists, but it's only busloads can get in. And then you get free rein. It's like a national park. And so you can kind of walk away from them and you can go to kind of the more remote things. We snuck in there at night,
yeah,
which was pretty creepy. Because it definitely felt like it was like me, Kibby, and Jake. These are like two of my friends from camp, and we used to smoke a lot of pot together and do dumb things. This whole trip to Central America was very stupid. But I remember we were walking out. It was like the middle of the night, and we're like sneaking back out of the park because we'd snuck in. And it's the middle of the rainforest, and we like crossing this small kind of dirt levee that goes across this pond, and it said Cuidado Cocodrilos, and we're like, Cocodrilos, what a funny word. So we get back to the hotel and we look up what Cocodrilo is. It's a crocodile. We were just walking through a crocodile,
so,
and we were
like
kind of like probably stoned and like a little drunk, and we were like probably pushing each other, like pretending
God
to
damn it.
Yeah, we were real dumb.
How old were you?
19.
That was last year.
Yeah, that was last year. No, we were 19, probably around 19, yeah. 21. And I remember, like, the next, you know, like, later that week, we would accidentally smoke crack. Those guys would accidentally take like just fully poisonous mushrooms that were not hallucinogenic whatsoever. They got into a fight over a prostitute in like a sailor bar. It was a dangerous, dumb, formative trip.
And you went on more vacations with these two.
It's funny because everybody's like pretty, like Jake works for Tesla and he's about to have a baby. His wife works for
SpaceX?
Netflix.
Get us into our, Netflix.
She actually was hired at SpaceX and went to the last round and met Elon, and he did not like her. No. He was like, nah, I don't really like your vibe. So
I feel like it's got to, that's interesting because I feel like if you were remotely smart, I feel like you would like your vibe. But maybe not.
Did you see him on
Colbert?
Of course. He's a monster.
He's when you're that here. Let me, and this is because Andy Peters was just on the podcast last week.
You let that maniac in here.
We were talking about Elon for a bit.
Probably had to turn down some levels, I bet.
He was standing up on the chairs and pointing and
yeah, of course. You'll meet him.
And it was interesting. We were talking about Elon Musk. And I respect the shit out of the guy because he just wants the human race to achieve and advance as best as they can be scientifically. And just
I did like that part of that speech.
And I guess at that point you could, I mean, in theory, that's where some evil supervillains like when you think of Elon and the things he wants to do, is he's very almost supervillainy because like in the mind of supervillains and all the movies that you watch and comic books, they tend to just want what's best for the human, like in the Watchmen.
They think like well, yeah, he thinks,
you know what I mean? Like,
the big explosion is like a good way to. We can't
terraform Mars.
Can't give away.
Right.
The Watchmen.
Yeah. We don't want, spoiler alert!
If you haven't read that book in the last 20 years, you asshole. Luke definitely hasn't read it,
or even seen the movie. But
Luke can't even
is,
read, so that's fine.
What was that?
He can't read a comic.
Too many pictures. Too many words. But. Yeah, so I mean, I could see how, you know, I mean, when you're that smart and just upset with how slow things move, even when you know, like electric cars, like the United States government, granted, they gave Tesla some money back in the day, you know, and to bail them out a little bit from what I remember reading, but they also prevent him from selling his product to human beings who want to purchase his product because of, like, dealerships not wanting him to be able to sell. Like, places in New Jersey and Michigan and all that, they will only let him have, like, 3 stores because of the auto dealers don't want him to be able to sell you a car like you can buy a computer from a Mac store.
Well, that's like...
And that's got to get frustrating just when you're trying to promote. And when the gas industry is so treacherous and fossil fuels, is everything's killing our earth.
When I was when I moved here, I had a biodiesel car.
Yeah.
Because I was going to run it on biodiesel and it was going to save the universe or whatever. And L.A., it's illegal. The gas industry came in and lobbied to make it illegal to have biodiesel in underground oil tanks. Because they said it would maybe – we haven't tested enough to see what it will do to groundwater, which is dumb. It's vegetable oil and you're letting oil be in there. So obviously vegetable oil is probably chill. But so the only people that could sell were above ground tanks, which meant it was sold in like 3 places in all of LA County and nobody wanted to go there. So they eventually just stopped selling it. So then I just had a diesel car, which was twice as bad for the environment.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're leaving Luke out.
He's just talking all this oil and cars and I mean, it hasn't even hit England yet.
So. Yeah, you guys are just, what are you guys, horse-drawn carriage?
Yeah.
Just you heat that. Your house so with
the cobble
peat?
Streets.
Is that what you do? You take like out streets. The people that died in the plague.
In here,
it
was
before.
The first time I saw a round wheel. Honestly, I was like, "What is this thing?" And it was like, "Oh, that makes sense."
Yeah, like he's special. I met Luke at Stonehenge, and he was sleeping. He'd been asleep for 1,000 years.
He was the fun fact for the audience. The Rip Van Winkle is written about Luke.
Yeah, he's got a very long beard. He doesn't actually. But Luke, have we explained my relationship to Luke yet?
No, we started, and then we started recording. So explain.
Luke is my. Me and Luke were summer camp counselors together for a summer in 2003.
2004
was the first year.
Yeah, that's when I woke up and you was in my bed.
Yeah, I was. He's, Luke, do you want to get your merit badge? No, he was...
maybe that's why he got divorced. No.
Yeah, I got some secrets.
Found out about Luke.
But then we traveled the next summer down to... We did like the whole West Coast in my car and got into some riffraff there.
We had a good time, didn't we?
I almost got Luke arrested by smoking weed on the street, and he was going to get kicked out of America forever. But luckily, it was in Sausalito, where cops don't care about drugs. And then Luke went back to England and was going to become like a sports, what were you, like a sports, like rec? Sports
I was doing like football coaching or soccer coaching.
Yeah, and he then played for Portsmouth as a goalie when he was like in a, you know, like a proper club's training team. Like, you, who is it that you were in the same, you were telling me this the other day, we talked about it. Somebody was in the same academy as you. Bale?
David Beckham.
No, definitely not.
You said so-and-so went to the same... Oh, Oxlade-Chamberlain.
He was at the same school as me.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's obviously much younger than us.
Yeah, he's a lot younger, but yeah, he went to the same school
what
as me.
What about Skirtles? He's a person,
Skirtle's
right?
Belgian, I think, right?
I'm not sure
for
where he's
Liverpool?
From.
Yeah, Skirtle, he's, defender, but he's Northern Europe.
He's
it's either
Europe, yeah.
Belgian or German or... He might be Swiss or... We could probably look it up pretty easily.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I grew up playing football. That's how I first got the job going out to camp as the... Camp football coach or soccer coach, as you like to call it out there.
Is that what they were having you?
That's what I was.
Slovak.
He's
a Slovakian professional footballer.
That's like, that used to be Czechoslovakia.
He plays for Liverpool, yep.
And they said, check yourself.
So you guys were camp counselors on the Orcas Island, right?
Yeah, Andy was in charge of skateboard camp.
Yeah, which
get
was,
out of town.
Which was
can you
like,
skateboard?
No. I mean, I can. I can like skateboard around.
Yeah.
And I can like... navigate and I can do like a half but when it comes to actually doing anything cool like the reason people skateboard like to do tricks and stuff I'm just too big and dumb. I mean it's like I hurt myself walking, so put a skateboard under my legs and it's a lot of trouble. I think I went to the hospital what 6 times that summer, something like that.
Had some sort of growth growing out your leg, didn't you?
Like I got a hematoma on my left hip.
Looked like he was giving birth to an alien.
It looked like a C or D cup breast on my left hip.
Get out of town. I got
so
an erection because I like one. I'm a huge fan of just one breasts on the sides of legs.
We drew a nipple on it. It was a great party favor.
It was good.
The Orcas Island, for those in the United States or those curious about the island, regardless. It's kind of a weird shape. It's kind of like an island that's kind of shaped like a lung almost.
Horseshoe.
Or like a horseshoe. It is the largest of the San Juan Islands, which are located in the northwestern corner of Washington State in San Juan County. The name Orcas was a shortened form of Horcasitas or Juan Vicente de Guamas Pedidelas Horcasitas y Aguayo. Second count of Revillagigedo. You guys can look
Where's
it up
he
on
from?
Wikipedia. He's the Viceroy of Mexico.
Oh, nice.
He sent an exploration expedition under Francisco de Eliza to the Pacific Northwest in 1791. So they kind of discovered the Orcas
I feel
Islands.
Like that should, like, all those migrant workers up there should kind of throw that card around because there's a lot of migrant workers and, like, they probably, like, are an older Mexican land than they are American land and they get kind of treated bad. So if you have a big migrant worker listening base...
We do. We
have a big following on Orcas Island.
Oh yeah, huge.
Of Mexicans.
Si están escuchando.
We have more. We have more listeners in.
Usa la palabra.
Stewart on Stewart Island and Lopez Island. We have more.
Stewart Island is the northwesternmost part of the United States.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's also the northwestern most northwestern island of San Juan Island.
Yeah, and it's called Turn Point, which is up on the edge, and it's like this. It's our camp. Owns this little island in
Stewart Island.
In the bay of that Stewart Island, there's a little island called Satellite Island that we own. And
is that where we used to row across and get the t-shirts from?
Yeah, exactly. Island. Stewart Island's like almost uninhabited. You can take like a personal boat there. We would row across. We'd get dropped off on our little private island, which wasn't little. I mean, it's like probably the size of maybe 20 city blocks. Like, it's a pretty big-sized private island, and Stewart's bigger than that, because we sit in, like, a cove of it. But Stewart was spooky. Like, it was pretty uninhabited. What was there was, like, these weird kind of hippie isolationist people. And then there was, like, a history of, like, all these disasters happening there, like bootleggers killing each other, Chinese immigrants getting, like, pushed off boats and stuff. And Turn Point, there was, like, a legend about Turn Point, because it's a big cliff about, like... you know, some like way back in the guy who built the fucking lighthouse that's up there, like, you know, like his kid died and it's a spooky place, especially at night. You don't want to be there at night.
Yeah.
We would make the kids all sleep in this like structure And then all the counselors would go to the edge of the island to like a little point that was like grassy and on the trees because it was too scary.
And it was the woman.
Yeah, the woman.
The tree.
There was a tree that looked like a very scary lady. I got fired from one summer for smoking weed. A lot of those stories popping up. Now I see a pattern. But yeah, it's a great place. Everybody should go there between the months of June, July, August, September. Then the rest of the year, you don't really need to go there. It's very rainy and cold and kind of sad. But Gene Hackman lives on Orcas Island.
He also lives in Florida, don't he?
Maybe, but he's definitely got a house on Orcas.
Gene Hackman, man, he needs to make he needs to stop retiring. Stop being old and make more movies, dude.
I think he's just like he's so fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, and if you don't need to work, just go and enjoy yourself.
Conan O'Brien's got some like family up there. Like his wife is from Seattle, so I think they have a summer home up there maybe. There's a couple celebrities that have a connection to Orcas Island. It's really beautiful.
I was reading here, you were mentioning the pyramids. And the pyramids, like when you think of pyramids and stuff like that, you kind of think of like camels and things like that, right? According to the internet and the Wikipedia here, and some scientists who've changed it, the camels, also known as like the camelid, is part of that family. They originated in the like the central west, like in California areas of the United States back in the day, like years ago, and evolved and through the Bering Strait and things like that.
What?
They crossed over. Yeah.
So you said back in the day and years ago when you meant millions of years ago.
That's back in the day.
Back in the day, like when
like
when everybody was wearing shell top shoes.
As they say, the Eocene period.
Yeah,
during the middle of the Eocene, around 40.
Back when Britney Spears appeared.
Back in the day, 45 million years ago. I mean, it's, there's no back.
So have they found like old camel?
Yeah. Yep, the original camelids of North America remained common until the quite recent geological past.
Did you know that the camel toe originated in West Hollywood with the yoga pants? You guys like that joke?
The camel toe?
Hey, listeners, are you laughing?
It's like, do you know what a like camel with three humps is called?
What?
Humphrey.
This is my whole relationship with Luke. Dad, he's got these all day. That. What did you say the other night? It was here. We were watching a show, and a girl was flirting with him, and she said, what did she say? We're going to have plenty of time to fall in love? What was something like that?
Well, there, she said she's got plenty of time for us to fall in love, but she's got work tonight. And I said, I've only got 2 seconds. Well, I only last 2 seconds anyway, I think.
No, you said the only important part is the last 2 seconds.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, because it's like when you're coming. So we're really evolved, guys.
Luke, so you mentioned the Parthenon and the Athenian Acropolis.
Yep.
And you've mentioned the pyramids. What other tales of your travels are like stand out?
I was telling Andy like one of like the standout ones is in Jamaica once, and I've jumped in a taxi. And we was like driving around, and a taxi driver said he had to go and get some like petrol or some gas. So he's gone down this dirt road, and then he's whistled, and this wrestler has like walked out, and he had a big barrel full up of like petrol with a joint about a foot long lit hung over the top of it, just like ready to explode, which was like one of the times where I thought this is like I'm gonna die here.
Yeah.
but it's all part of the experience, which was
like, well, at least you would have died in the motherland.
Yeah, that was it. Like different parts scattered all around.
Can I make I thought of this because you were so gracious to have Luke on the podcast.
Absolutely.
And Luke is just a regular Joe from out there in the world.
Hey, I'm a regular Joe, Luke.
Yeah, he's from Michigan. He's salt of the earth,
nobody
too.
Nobody knows who I am. I'm a regular Joe.
You guys aren't like young Fraser Cranes like me. I was going to say Luke has an Instagram, and Luke's about to move to Australia, so people should follow Luke.
Yes.
What's your Instagram? We'll repeat it, but what is it? It's Luke 1859 or something?
Yeah, that's my date of birth.
Yeah.
It's Luke.
You look great for your age.
L-U-C.
L-U-C, 1985. It may have a...
1985.
Get it up on your phone a minute.
Does it have an underscore or something?
I think it's got an underscore in there. Luke, lowercase,
but
L-U-C.
Luke is going to be in Australia. Well, he's going to be in New Zealand next week, which for when you guys hear this, we'll probably... We're actually going to hear it on Monday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this will come out on Monday.
So Luke will be in New Zealand at that point. and then he'll
so look for Luke. If you're in New Zealand, just look for super tan dude.
Just there for a week, right?
Luke? Yeah, there until, well, I leave here Sunday, and then with the time difference. And
you're going to be at the Rugby World Cup, right?
Well, the Rugby World Cup's in England.
But you'll be watching, I'll be it watching with it. All the All Blacks people. Yeah. All Blacks is the name of the New Zealand.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Really?
He wasn't looking at me saying, I'm an All Black.
The New Zealand All Blacks?
So it's LUC underscore 1985.
And that's a rugby team or soccer team?
They're a rugby team.
It's the name of New Zealand's
national team.
And they're the best in the world.
And that haka that you saw earlier.
The thing, the dance on the dance, Microsoft.
They do that at the start of all of their rugby games.
Like the team does that. Versus the other team, they like stand in defiance, and even the white New Zealanders do it.
I don't watch sports, but I'm gonna just start. When people ask me what my team is,
Google.
I'm just gonna say the New Zealand
Google All Blacks haka, HAKA.
The New Zealand National Men's Rugby Union team, officially nicknamed the All Blacks, represents New Zealand in men's rugby union, which is regarded as the country's national sport. The All Blacks are the holders of the Rugby World Cup and are the 2014 World Rugby Team of the Year. They have won over 76% of their test matches and are the leading test match point scorers of all time, if you know what test points are.
I don't, but I don't. It's just very entertaining. Games. Oh, okay.
Like World Cup games or whatever.
Oh, like caps, like the same thing.
So it'd be the same as like the most goals scored for like a football team or
okay.
Those points.
But people should Luke.
Yes, follow Luke. We'll
Luke underscore 1985.
We'll have it linked and everything on
our that's only to women.
If you're in Auckland or Sydney, try to follow him and DM him because Luke is out there. He's like looking for friends. He's very lonely.
And once
he's
you get
dumb.
A picture of my face, you need to swipe right on Tinder.
Yeah, yeah. Swipe right on Tinder, male or female. He's an open book, and become a friend with him because I want to make sure he's okay.
Yes, look him out. We do have quite a few listeners out there in Australia, and I think there may be one or two in New Zealand there.
Perfect.
But if we'll look him up, follow him out. We'll have his Instagram and all that linked in the information.
I bet they're going to like Luke more than they like me.
They'll like him more than they like me.
Because they don't like... First, everybody loves your dumb voice. They love... Because he doesn't sound like a regular English person. It's not like all reformed. It's like, you know... Hello. He's a creep.
Yeah.
And then, but also, he's like a walking party. Just take care of him, Australia. I'm worried about my boy.
Don't be worried. There'll be a place for you to stay.
Okay, good.
Underneath the bridge that I'll be sleeping
in. Sorry to make this up.
No. Here's no worries. Back to Jamaica here. Previously inhabited by the indigenous...
Did he just call me Jamaica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, back to Jamaica. Jamaica. Jamaica is an island country situated in the Caribbean Sea, as some of you know, as most of you know. It is the third largest island of the Greater Antilles. Previously inhabited by the indigenous Arawak and Tawana people, or Taino people, however you pronounce that, the island came under Spanish rule, obviously following the old, Chris Columbus coming around taking everything that belongs to everybody's in 1494.
Shout out, Chris.
Shout out to Chris.
Follow him on Instagram as well. He's got a great page.
Cristobal Colon is his real name.
Hashtag square world.
Columbo. Christopher Columbo. Oh, one more thing. That's a sketch. That'd be funny. That's
it's Columbus, but it's Columbo. It's
Columbo,
and
he's Peter Falk. Like, oh, he's like...
talk to Kevin Pollak. He's probably... He needs it.
Do some Christopher Walken impressions. In 1494, originally named Santiago, it remained a possession of Spain until 1655, when England, later Great Britain, conquered the island and renamed it Jamaica. So England is what...
What does Jamaica mean?
Etymology, colloquially, Jamaicans refer to their home island as the Rock...
Whoa, okay.
Prehistoric history.
Big Nick Cage fans there.
Yeah.
The Rock.
It doesn't say Jamaica.
I know that it's another name for hibiscus flowers is Jamaica. which maybe that's why they called it that, because there's hibiscus flowers that grow there. But you know what? One interesting thing about Jamaica is the Maroons. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
That's where the term getting marooned.
Okay.
You might want to look it up. It's a group of slaves that escaped, I think, the Spanish, and they went and they hid in the mountains, and they just kept it going. They kept it jiggy.
Marooning. Used to be intentional leaving of someone in a remote area, such as an uninhabited island. The word first appears in writing in approximately 1709 and is derived from the term maroon, a word for a fugitive slave, which could be a corruption of Spanish. See, a term maroon. Latin America is the where African refugees who escaped from slavery in the Americas and formed independent settlements. So it's probably...
shout out. That's probably Luke's grandpa.
The Caribbean islands, runaway slaves formed bands, and on some islands formed armed camps. Yeah. So in the Caribbean islands would be the Jamaican area. Yeah.
That's why it's not good for white people to venture off, because there's some resentment still. For good reason.
Oh, absolutely.
Kill us. Luke, they could tell that Luke had a little bit of Jamaican blood in him. That's why... That Rasta was coming out with that petrol can. He was going to just dump it on you. And then
he saw my dreadlocks and he was just like...
Because Luke is... When we say Luke's a quarter Jamaican, it's the from the shoulders up part of his body. He's not like mixed. He's just got a Jamaican head.
I'm trying to find it. There's a lot of...
He wishes he had a Jamaican waist, if you know what I mean. Dick.
It's like a... Anytime people always tell me... people don't always tell me. Folks will tell me I look like fucking Magneto.
Brad
Pitt. What's his name?
Oh, like, Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, you do.
They're always
Fassbender,
like, you look like Michael Fassbender, and I'm like, is that from the waist down?
Yeah, all right.
It's that movie Shame that I didn't see, but everybody.
I didn't see it either. I dated a girl that's in it though.
Yeah, what's her name?
I don't want to talk
shout
about
out to
it.
Her name.
Shout out to that girl. But shout out to
Alicia.
Oh,
that's that new girl, right? The one girl. The old girl? Is that the girl you recently split up with?
The old girl.
The old girl.
She
not to be
30.
Confused with the
she
movie,
was 32, so technically she was an old girl.
It's older than the ones that you have been dating.
Yeah, usually the ones I've been dating.
The ones that you drop off at school.
You know, that's a bummer.
He teaches them skateboarding.
It really makes me it makes me miss summer, you know what I mean? Because they all had to go back to school.
And that's the reason why he's not allowed to go back to camp.
Yeah. I was dating too many of the teens. But Michael Fassbender just broke up with Alicia Vikander.
I'm gonna follow her on Twitter. No, I'm kidding.
But you know, it's the one from Ex Machina, the one that played the robot.
Yeah, I didn't see that
movie.
The
Smoking
but
Hot
yes,
Babe.
Okay.
So they just broke up. So she's somewhere out there, just dying for me.
Yeah.
Or Luke.
Dying to say no.
Or Razzle.
No,
yeah.
No girls are dying to meet me. Are you kidding?
Why don't you talk to her publicist and get her on this show?
Because last time I had a cute girl on this publicist and I had you on it, you ended up getting all of her information.
Yeah, that's I can't help, but also I blew it. I totally messed up how to hit on a movie star.
Yeah,
because I was like, well, I gotta go on the road for 2 weeks, I'll talk to you when I get back. And when I like checked her Instagram like 2 weeks later, she was with like a model that owned a boat or something like that, and it was just, we never talked again. Anyways, probably cut this out of the show.
Oh, never. We cut nothing out. It doesn't say... here we go. History of Jamaica. It even says it here. In 1655, the English invaded Jamaica, defeating the Spanish colonists. Enslaved Africans seized the moment of political turmoil and fled to the island's interior, forming independent communities known as the Maroons. There we go. But I'm also trying to find
That's when they took the camels over to California.
Yeah.
They rode them all the way there. It was like the life of Pi. But there was a camel and one English guy.
Oh, I just thought of something that I actually kind of was interested in. It's kind of tangentially related.
Okay.
I was reading this book today, and they mentioned that in Europe back in the day, that there used to just be boats that would go around from town to town picking up crazy, mentally ill people. And they would just be these ships full of fools. Can you see, like, Ship of Fools or something? I just read this in a book today. I thought it sounded so interesting for, like, a... It
sounds a bit like the last 8 years of my life.
Yeah, exactly. On a cruise ship.
Let's see here. Da-da-da. Boats, maybe? Boats of fools? What would I Google here? Boats of fools. Ship of fools is an allegory originating from Plato.
So I'll look it up later. But hey, you want to actually, you know,
the allegory depicts a vessel without a pilot, populated by human inhabitants who are deranged, frivolous. The concept makes up the framework of the 15th century book Ship of Fools.
Yeah, I think this is like more factual.
Yeah,
but you know, it's it, you can we can learn some stuff right now since we have time. Luke knows all the back. He knows like all the shit about cruise ships. Like for instance, old people regularly die on cruise ships
all the time.
All the time, old people are dying. They're like going on cruise ships because he didn't. What I didn't realize is that it's cheaper to live on a cruise ship than it is in an old folks' home.
Yes.
So why not just go live on the ocean and just die at sea?
Yeah.
Like a captain of a vessel. All the cruise ships have morgues. They also have brigs too, right?
What?
Brigs, like jails. Like you can lock somebody up if they fuck up
too
much.
It's normally like cabin arrest. Like, I mean, some ships will do, but it depends what kind of ships, but it's not.
What about, you said how many people you'd seen fall off or...
I mean, there's people have jumped ship and man overboard and stuff over the years.
Yeah.
I've probably known of like 4 or 5 over the 8 years that have been on the same ships as me.
But all of them were rescued in your ships, right?
Yeah.
Were any of them suicides or cry for help? Probably.
Yeah.
None of them were foul play.
I mean, you don't just fall off a ship by accident. It takes some doing just to fall off. So yeah, people have either jumped. But
one of them was crossing the Atlantic, right?
Yeah. Like 5 o'clock in the morning, pitch black, 3 days away from anywhere.
Jesus. Did you see that guy after? Did you go up and talk to him and ask him what the water was like?
No. Didn't do that. But, but yeah, he was kept in like the medical bay after that.
Yeah, he probably was kind of chilly.
Yeah,
just think about the shrinkage. How embarrassing.
I think it was closer to the Caribbean though, so he had room for growth.
What about, did you ever on a boat where there was like a flu or something that went around?
No, I mean, there was a lot of, all the time on cruise ships and stuff, like gastroenteritis and stuff.
Or like Norwalk, none of that?
Yeah, like, that's what, according, like Norwalk. So, it wipes out hospitals and stuff, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
If it comes on ship, but there's a big sanitation process that's going on.
According to Travel Ready MD, an average of 200 passengers die on board cruise ships every year.
Just one cruise ship every year. 200 people die on it. I don't know how it stays in business. It's Halliburton cruises.
Them stats moved a little bit the year of the Concordia.
Oh, yeah. How many people died on that?
Quite a few.
Really?
A few hundred, yeah.
And then they just had to leave it there, right?
Yeah, I think it's been like rescued now, but...
They just like got it upright, and that one Italian guy was like, they said it was like sinking, and he was like, "But gotta have a cheese and the wine and hay," like he
cheese, wine, and hay.
Yeah,
he, like a, he's like a posh horse.
Yeah, he was a posh. Listen, I only know so many Italian stereotypes. Have you ever been on a cruise?
I've been on 3 of them.
Which,
I don't know if I've told the story on here, but. The most recent or the second, it would have been the most recent cruise I've been on, was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was 5 years ago. It was with my buddy Paul and his family. We went and we left out of, the Long Beach area and we went down to the coast of the Mexicos. And, I invented this game that if you ever go on any cruise ships, you can play this game and it's the most fun game you'll ever play on a cruise ship aside from shuffleboard, which is super fun if you can wait in line for the old people. But we owned it because me and my buddy were really good. So we just kept playing.
I do like shuffleboard.
You can play the winner.
Is it because you made it up?
You kept winning.
Like ship basketball.
No, no, but this game, there's no scoring, but this is, I mean, people like you probably will hate this game. Like people that work on cruise ships, but I call it hide the plates. And what it is there's like these pizza places or whatever is you can walk around eating food
all day long.
All day long you can eat food. And what you do is you find the weirdest, most intricate places in the rafters or under trash cans or on the side of a railing or whatever.
Lifeboats
to hide the plates. And then what you do is you walk an entire loop around the ship. And I guarantee you, that plate will be gone by the time you get back to it. It
really
blows my mind. Like, we were finding the most weird, hardest places to reach to hide these plates.
Do they have cameras all over?
And we would come around and the plates would be gone.
But
it's like, what on earth?
Was you on an American ship?
Yes.
See, if someone's hit a plate and someone needs to eat in America, they find a way, don't they? I found that much about my traveling. Like in England, like they can wait a couple of like minutes. Like, in
America, did you guys have like, the 24-hour food?
Yeah.
That's the best.
That was so crazy. I loved it. My favorite thing was 24-hour soft serve. Because that's all I want really like at 3 a.m. is like I don't want like cheese or macaroni. Oh. But I'll what I do want is I want a cone of soft serve that is half melted because the machine is always broken.
Always broken. Man, that 24-hour ice cream is so good. Or yeah.
But you find the craziest thing, like on ship, there'll be people, you'd be in port for the day, and then they're like, go miles away, they'll be at a nice beach, and then they'll pay for like a $40 taxi back to the ship so they can have their free lunch that they've eaten on board and then get a taxi back to the beach rather than pay like... There'd be like a big like line at the gangway at like 1 o'clock every day, so people get their free lunch that they're paid for, but
they had to pay to get back.
They had to pay to get back. Yeah,
that's so silly.
Okay, this is interesting. So you mentioned soft serve.
Yes.
That's also how he serves his women.
Yeah,
it's generally half mast.
Limp dick Haynes. Aristotle, don't check the weather during our podcast. Kidding me?
Big plans this weekend Aristotle's got. I said that like Yoda, but anyways.
Do you?
Yeah, he does. He's going somewhere. He's going to propose to his girlfriend.
Is that true? Enough. Does she listen? Well,
the pressure's on.
Oh, here's something fun to do. If you ever go on a cruise, I did this on my buddy's cruise too because his girlfriend was there. Is if you ever want to fuck with your friends and you go somewhere nice, if you ever go out somewhere on like a vacation or whatever with your friends and one of them is in like a long distance relationship or not long distance, but they've been dating for a long time and you want to embarrass the shit out of your buddy, when you meet for dinner or you meet after dinner, just come around and be like, what'd she say? And act like you knew he was going to propose, and then she'll all of a sudden think that. And it's so funny. Fun to do. But soft serve. It's a type of ice cream that is softer than regular ice cream, and as a result of the air being introduced during the freezing. So soft serve it's made by freezing it, much like Slurpees, how you inject air into the frozen liquid and it creates a thickness to it, but it also keeps it soft. Soft serve ice cream has been sold commercially since the late 1930s. According to Wikipedia, again, it was co-created, or one of the people who takes credit for creating it is Tom
Al
Carvel.
Gore.
As Al Gore. Al Gore invented it.
Al Gore invented itself. Wait, how did they make it?
Carvel. It's partially made with infusing air into the ice cream as you're making
it. Isn't ice cream made with air too?
Probably, but it could be a different form of it, or it could be more of it.
More of it. It's egg whites too. And ice cream.
Yeah.
How do they make it so soft yet so solid? You know what that's making me want?
Frozen
I really yogurt. Want a...
Froyo.
I don't even care about Froyo. Wendy's Frosties are my...
Dude, so good, dude.
Every road trip I
Frosty
go on...
Frosty Dairy Desserts.
Dude, give it a...
It's a full name, dude. That's what it is. Chocolate. Boom. Dip your fries in
Do you know
what a
Frosty...
Son?
Yeah, it's so good. You never had a Frosty?
I feel like we need to get one on the way to the beach tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll get one. Or at least on the way back, we'll get one at some point. I might even get one just when I drop you off or whatever. Just fall asleep with it on my chest. Let it spill over and cover me in its brown goodness.
Oh, here we go. All ice cream must
sounds
be...
Sounds like my erotic fan fiction.
Here's a quick change of subject. here we go.
All ice cream must be frozen quickly to avoid crystallization.
Oh.
With soft serve, this is accomplished by a special machine at the point of sale. Premixed product, which is the bags of the ice cream and the flour,
the
milk goo that you see dumped in there, is introduced to the storage chamber of the machine where it is kept at 3 degrees Celsius. When the product is drawn from the draw valve, fresh mix combined with the targeted quantity of air is then introduced to the freezing chamber either by gravity or a pump. It is then churned and quick frozen and stored until you purchase it and it comes down the thing.
Real quick, what's the best ice cream you've ever had?
Oh, goddamn. The best?
Can we get a tweet out, too? Can you tweet somebody just to recommend us the best ice cream?
Yes, I'll do that right now.
Because I'm going to go ahead, and here's my candidate for best ice cream in the world.
Yeah.
The ice cream at the agricultural part of the Minnesota State Fair. There's one ice cream place, and it's honey ice cream, and it's made by the honey farmers. And that's my candidate for the best ice cream in the world. Luke, do you have a candidate for best ice cream in the world?
The pressure's on there. But no, I'm not really.
Are you not really a sweets guy?
I'm not really. Nah, not massive. Like,
it's weird because you used to be so fat.
I know it is.
But it was all beer.
But it was like beer and bread and pasta and burgers.
English people say pasta.
Oh, sorry. So, pasta.
So did you answer?
He said no because
I can enjoy ice cream.
There's got to be some fucking
the
Bay
best
City
ice cream. I'm going to go. I'm gonna just going to go what when I think of obscure type ice creams or whatever. I'm going to say there was a place called the Bay City Dairy, which it, when that closed, it became a Hollywood Video. It became a video rental store. Then that closed down because
it was obviously did really well, this ice cream place.
But it was called City Dairy or Bay City Dairy or something like that. And just pure nostalgic and pure remembering what it is, as I remember, they had a Blue Moon ice cream that was delicious. I can't remember what it tasted like.
Was it blue?
It was blue. So it could have been like a fake blue. It could have been like a blueberry-ish type of a thing.
Yeah, why is everybody going red chocolate with this red velvet bullshit? Yeah,
go blue velvet.
And have a David Lynch film ice cream flavor.
But I remember it being very delicious. And I also remember reading not too long ago that when you think of like this rainbow ice cream or this Superman ice cream, which is all the flavors, 9 times out of 10 is it's just vanilla ice cream with flavors. Sometimes you'll have it where it is a mix of like raspberry and vanilla and Blue Moon. But 9 times out of 10, I remember reading that the Superman or the colored ice cream, the rainbow flavored ice cream is generally...
Shout out to... Spumoni, is that what it is? The one that you get at Old Spaghetti Factory that's like cherry, vanilla, chocolate, and pistachio? The old school Neapolitan? Is that what it's called? I think it's called Spumoni.
Oh, you know what? There's a good place. I can't remember. I went on a date a few weeks ago. A place in Larchmont Village. There's an ice cream place.
It's a Portland one. It's called Salt and Straw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place
is
amazing.
Dude, they had some good ice cream.
That's worth it too. They're like $7 cones, but yeah, it's a $7.
Dude, it was so good. And they let you taste everything.
Yeah.
They give you a good piece, like they give you a good taste of whatever you want.
So you can just go in there, taste them all.
In theory, but you'll still leave wanting.
Like I did the other day, we walked into Pinkberry. I said, I'm not going to get anything, but I really like to try your pumpkin flavor. And they said, okay.
Yeah.
Pumpkin. And then Luke said,
I was like, well, considering as you were like dressed up for Halloween already, you can have it.
I was wearing a pumpkin outfit, full pumpkin outfit. I came in dressed fully as a pumpkin, real to life, pumpkin man. And I asked for a flavor. I asked for pumpkin flavor.
That's awesome. I love it.
And then we went into Starbucks and I got a pumpkin spice latte.
Whoa, you're into all that?
No, but I did get a...
Stop recording. No. This will never get released. No.
Sorry. I do like pumpkin flavors. Yeah. I was like liking pumpkin way before this PSL bullshit, all right? Just so you know.
Yeah. This goes to show you...
I like Blumpkin flavors as well.
Yeah, I like Blumpkin.
This goes to show you how...
Blumpkin spice latte.
This is a perfect example of how, like, Twitter and how my Twitter doesn't do anything. Like, how my Twitter followers is just a number that doesn't do nothing.
Three minutes ago,
I tweeted about what's your favorite ice cream and zero responses.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
I said it.
Stop doing things on your Friday, dude. Look at your Twitter. Start driving and looking.
That's when you just tweet. I look at Alaska is what your problem is.
Hey, there's an outlet mall in. Is that Little Dicky?
Yeah. I'm trying to get him on the show. He's so good.
He's so great. He's actually like a really good rapper, too. Dude, he's like funny and good.
He's great. He gets it.
He's the first guy to do that for me.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, there's rappers
Ludacris kind of does that, but this guy's
But Little
like
Dicky's
perfect.
Like full on comedy. It's pretty genius.
Save
and then
that
plus
money,
he's
man.
Like crossing over.
Yeah, he's blowing up.
Hey, Little Dicky. You're not listening, but come on the show.
Come on the show. I've been emailing his handlers back and forth for like 3 weeks, and they keep asking for avails, and they keep asking because they want to have him on it. But that's come on, Little Dicky. Come on, Mike and Charlie, and your dudes listening.
That sounds like a night with your girlfriend, Andy. You keep saying, "Come on, Little Dicky.
Come on, Little Dicky.
Is that, come
on,
work
says.
Me.
That's what she
come
said.
On the show."
It doesn't work. I have a prosthetic dick. We should tell the listeners now.
Tell the listeners. Prosthetics. Look up prosthetics. But yeah, back to you. Soft serve real quick. Apparently the guy who founded Carvel is one of the – in 1936 he opened his first store with the original broken – he had a broken down ice cream truck and he was selling the ice cream that was slowly melting and people really enjoyed it. And he opened – in 1936 he opened his
– Really?
The first – soft serve. He patented as well as a patented super low temperature ice creams machines, which would help develop the first soft serve. And then Dairy Queen also in 1938, they kind of are taking claim that they invented it. But
You ever had a dilly
Shout
bar?
Shout out to DQ. Then the UK Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, worked briefly.
Oh, Maggie.
She worked briefly as... Aristotle just tweeted at us. Aristotle didn't want to chime in, so he tweeted. What did you say? It disappeared too fast. Fossilman's Ice Cream.
Where is it?
Alhambra. In Alhambra.
So it's worth the drive? That's East LA, right? It's like towards the San Gabriel Valley? Nice. Lots of Asians out there. Aristotle, what's your ethnic background?
Mexican.
Nice. Are you part of the La Raza? Okay, cool. You have more ownership rights towards the San Juan Islands than we do because of the Viceroy of Horcajal. I'm sorry. Okay. I feel like I just ruined this, but I don't know why he keeps on having me on. People don't learn anything when I'm on.
Yeah, no, people learn things. People don't learn anything when I'm on anyways. That's every time. But yes, real quick, this is interesting. Margaret Thatcher, the UK Prime Minister, she in the 1940s, she worked as a chemist for food manufacturer J. Lyons & Company at a time when the company had partnered with the United States distributor Mr. Softy and was developing a soft serve recipe that was compatible with the American machines. So Margaret Thatcher helped to develop soft serve product that worked with the American
machines. At least
something I'm
good of, like the Prime Minister of England.
That's so weird that she went, like, she was like making ice cream and then she was like, I will rule the world, you know, like just like, is that good?
Does Obama just being at like Krispy Kreme or something?
Yeah. Like, nah, I'm going to be the president. How do you get from that to that? That's such a weird... She was probably like...
There was some goddamn good ice cream is what it was.
A lot of favors.
A lot of jobs. Yeah. You guys don't like talk about your politicians like that, right? Like you guys respect them more?
She's dead.
I know, but could you make a blowjob joke about Margaret Thatcher? Or would people be like, that's poppycock, and like hit you with a cane or whatever your people do?
It has to be a long cane to get me in Sydney, doesn't it? So.
Yeah, that's true.
So suck away, Margaret.
Well, I'm going to stop interrupting.
No, there's no interrupting. This is enjoyable.
What's your favorite brand of tea, Luke?
I don't drink tea. I don't do hot drinks.
But no hot drinks?
No hot drinks at all.
What's your favorite brand of tea that's then been cooled and iced? You don't care.
Whatever. I wouldn't normally drink it at home. It's just that I saw this funky bottle that's in front of me. That's why I chose to.
What's your favorite brand of beer at home?
I like Guinness. Stella.
So you're a Republican. I get it. That's for people that support the Republic of Ireland, the American Republic.
Here's a couple, two fun facts. One's not really a fun fact. One's just a weird fact, but one is interesting. I'm a huge fan of hummingbirds. I follow a few Instagrams of hummingbirds because they just fascinate
the shit out
of me. Of
course, yeah.
And they're
That's
amazing
like otters
and beautiful.
For me.
And one thing. Oh, here's something. Not to sidetrack, but I also follow Nat Geo because I like to feel like I'm missing out and not accomplishing anything. And Nat Geo's Instagram is always posting awesome fucking photos of shit.
Yeah, it's like a guy like parasailing with like giant condors.
Yeah, and it's like man.
Nat's a beautiful man from Cupertino, California. His model wife is at home while he's out here fucking inventing new kinds of blood valves for these birds.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nat.
Yeah, Nat. They posted a photo of narwhals the other day.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I didn't realize they were...
real?
I didn't think they were real. I thought it was like a thing in like old cartoon movies or whatever, but narwhals are giant creatures with these like 8-foot horns and ivory tusks that like kind of spin slightly.
How about the story that came out recently? Because you've been watching Narcos, right?
No.
Brilliant. It's so good.
I need to, though. Everybody talks about
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant. It's this guy... Wagner Moura, who's a Brazilian actor, and he's like, I loved him in his Brazilian movies, and now he's in...
Plays Pablo, right?
He plays Pablo.
Anytime I see commercials for that, I can't help but think, like, and I put a thing on Twitter the other day, I edited it, as I put one of those orange foam hats on him, because he looks just like Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, yeah. Burt Reynolds. He's so good, but it turned out that his daughter... Pablo Escobar's daughter wanted a unicorn, so he took a pony and he stapled a cone to its head, like a horn, and then also wings, because he didn't know what a Pegasus was. And the pony died like a week later of infection.
And this was in the show?
No, it just came out because people were kind of more interested in Pablo Escobar.
You put that in the fucking show, and I'm watching it day one.
There's some great stuff in that show.
You show me in the commercial him stapling some giant wings to a pony, and I'm going to skip to that episode.
It's such a good show. I did think of something that was interesting that I wanted to... Hold on, I'm going to think of it because it was something that came up that I really wanted to bring
while
up.
While you're thinking, I'm going to say this. Hummingbirds cannot walk or hop. They evolved smaller feet to be lighter for more efficient flying. That's a thing. The hummingbirds can't walk. Also, here's a thing. Ted Bundy, renowned serial killer.
Hummingbirds, Ted Bundy, whatever.
You know, he handling his own defense.
Wait, hummingbirds can't hop?
They can't hop or walk.
Do they have legs?
They do, but they're lighter. Their feet are lighter, and they're not
so they just
as
fall over if
they're not yet. Yeah, if they try walking, they can't walk.
They walk like you.
they're pretty much for perching and balancing. But Ted Bundy, handling his own defense, asked a character witness to marry him during his trial in Florida, and due to an obscure state law, when she said yes on the stand, their marriage was considered legal. So there's the thing. If you're ever in Florida. Up in court for some reason.
That's pretty cool.
Because I think, in theory...
How did it work out?
I think, well, not before I read... correct, but if you think about it, right? Like, you can't testify against your husband? Is that a thing? So, in theory, if it's legal, that might mean she can't then disparage your character. I don't know.
That's he was up in my neck of the woods. He started his murder career, I think, up in the Seattle area. And good on, he did a great job.
I'll tell you what, if they, like...
He was good.
If those guys, if Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer and all them were alive in the day and age of, like, Twitter and, like, Tinder and all that, they would have been...
Yeah, I'm surprised there hasn't been more, like a Tinder killer.
They would have killed, I mean, they could convince...
If you're out there trying to figure out your angle...
anyways, what were you were, did you come up with what you were trying to
think? I can't remember it. It was something that I wanted to ask about that was kind of happening currently, but...
This has nothing to do with years of taking drugs, Andy, is it?
No. I've been sober for like 350 days.
According to Alexa.com, I don't know what Alexa.com is, but according to Alexa.com, Pornhub is the 54th most visited website in the U.S., ahead of Pandora, NFL.com, and Hulu.
Yeah, who's still visiting Pandora?
Oh, okay. This is interesting because I'm on Reddit here, and I'm looking up some facts on Reddit, and this is completely rando, but here's a fact about Margaret Thatcher, which makes sense of what we were discussing
she
earlier.
She was on Pornhub once.
She's got her whole...
Making her way out of the whole
channel in Pornhub.
Margaret Thatcher was reportedly more proud of becoming the first prime minister with a science degree than the first female prime minister of the United Kingdom. Yeah.
She doesn't get what important things are.
She, something that interests you, Andy, she was the prime minister that stopped all like the football hooliganism back in the 1980s and stuff.
So oh, really?
When it was like the height of football hooliganism, she put in like the prison.
Is she the Iron Lady? Is that what they called her?
Don't know.
What did that mean, Aristotle? 10 minutes? 9 minutes.
We're at 45 minutes. That's the light.
We got 45 minutes left?
No, that's the we're going to keep them here another 45 minutes.
Cool.
That's the like the light. That's our red light.
There was something. I'm going to try to
remember.
Normally
when I see a red light, I walk into it and lose a lot of money.
Legal in the UK, right?
No,
just Amsterdam?
Just Amsterdam.
There's some stuff that's legal. There can be casinos anywhere in the UK, right?
Yep.
So you guys have like... Because that movie Legend, which is about to come out, was about like when it's kind of the turn of the century when
it was like,
London became like a casino town, right?
It was just in the 1960s and 70s, the Cray twins that took over, like started off in the East End of London.
Mm-hmm.
It was like where all my family.
K-R-A-Y.
The Cray twins?
Cray twins. And they.
Not any relationship.
Cray twins, first thing that pops up.
Yeah, they're like biggest. British gangsters.
English
of,
gangsters.
Of time. They were like, when my mum grew up in the East End of London, they was like...
She met them.
She was ruling well. She's seen them.
Are they your father?
I don't think both of them were.
We don't know.
I don't know. My mum was only like 10, so it could have been.
Huh. And that's what the movie Legend is about?
Yeah, Tom Hardy plays the Cray twins.
Yeah.
What kind of...
coincidence is it that there's a movie called Legend with Tom Hardy, and there's also a movie called Legend with Tom Cruise,
where he has to fight a Pegasus?
Some sort of creature.
No, no.
It's like a gargoyle or something, right?
He has to fight a centaur with a devil head.
Yes.
But here's the other thing about it.
They're both true stories.
They cut one of the big like fall of man thing in that movie, which that movie sucks, by the way. They cut the unicorn. They cut the TC can make a piece of shit film once in a while. They cut the unicorn's horn off. Remember, that was like a big part of that movie. It was like all of like the whole land.
But then they sell it to Pablo Escobar so he could give it to his daughters.
He ground it up, and that was where the first cocaine came from.
Yeah, unicorn. Unicane.
I would do that. If you found a unicorn.
If unicorns were real.
And yeah, if unicorns were real and you guys could grind up their horns and sniff them up your noses, I would relapse on that. That would be worth relapsing.
I've never done a drug in my life, but if I saw a flying Pegasus with a unicorn.
You'd know you were on drugs.
If I saw one of those, if one of those happened to land and perch, can horses perch? Can unicorns perch?
Yeah,
if they got
course.
Wings, they can.
They're no hummingbird.
And someone cut off the horn in front of me and ground it up and told me it was a unicorn powder, I would probably snort a unicorn.
You'd have to snort it.
Here's something that's interesting, though, is that so with hallucinogenics, because I wasn't the kind of guy that just did drugs. I wanted to know all about them, so I would go and like read up on them. But Terrence McKenna, who's like one of the four founders of mycology research and especially like psychotropics, like psilocybin-based, which is like hallucinogenic mushrooms, he hypothesized in his famous book, Agent of Evolution, that mushrooms were the reason that man evolved. Like they would eat naturally occurring mushrooms, not realizing that they were a drug, and then that would cause the brain to kind of expand because, you know, it would open up new, you know, because we still only use 10% of our brain. So they say that with the use of mushrooms that they got new perspectives and, you know, they kind of, because when you've never done mushrooms, but when you do mushrooms, I do think there is like, I can't tell if it's just a drug, but sometimes you're like looking at things and you see things in a completely different way. So maybe, you know, like Luke's family, like they were probably doing mushrooms like a couple years ago. And then they were like, oh, like we should get out of this cave or whatever, right? Like, and then you guys crawled out.
I did it.
Back in the day.
Me and the Gruffalo.
You and the Gruffalo.
And, yeah.
Is there some? Is there? Oh, this is, I just remembered it.
Yes.
Luke, have you heard anything about this Scottish starvation stuff that's going on?
Scottish starvation.
So apparently there was a
thing. The
food
in Scotland will make you starve.
Yeah. Apparently there's like a thing where teachers are getting like announcements or like information to tell if your students are starving because the economy's so shit up there. Did you not hear about this?
I didn't hear about this.
Have you heard one of the things that they have in Scotland is like
haggis?
But like the deep fried, like if you had of a pizza crunch.
No.
So it's a pizza slice in like beer batter.
What?
It's like one of the things they do in like every corner shop.
It's like a regular thing. Actually, you know what? I saw that in a fish, what do they call them? A chippy?
Yeah. And they have like deep fried Mars bars and stuff. So
those are delicious.
So like, chocolate bars.
Why are they starving?
Probably because the food's so bad. I didn't know it was that bad, but
I googled Scottish starvation, and the first thing that pops up is the potato famine, the seven ill years, and then there's Scottish bees are starving. Scottish bees are on the verge of starvation with some hives.
Look at Scottish student starving. Add student to the middle of that thing.
Student. Scots, this is as of 2013. Nope, there's nothing. It's just a student's history of Scotland, family murder probe. Nothing. Maybe you're thinking
heard
of
something
maybe
about
you're
it.
Thinking of that Scott Wolf guy from Party of Five.
Oh, he maybe died. He starved himself to death. I don't know.
No, he's still alive, I think. Luke, what's your Instagram again? Do you have Twitter? What's the deal?
No Twitter.
No Twitter, just Instagram for photos and DMs.
What is
that again?
Can people DM you?
Yeah, people can DM anybody on Instagram.
You don't have to follow each other?
No, I slide up into so many DMs.
Love it. I love it. Direct message.
Okay.
I do that too. I'm not above that. No. Luke, it's Luke, L-U-C, all capital, I don't think it matters. Underscore 1985. No, there are capitals on your fucking thing when I just looked them up.
Luke underscore 1985?
Yeah. No, L-U-C.
L-U-C. Fucking, what kind of, who spells it weird like
some
it?
Fucking weird Brit fuck.
Luke. I like Jean to call her mum.
Luke 1985. Luke Curling.
Let's look it
ladies
up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He'll be in New Zealand when you guys hear this.
Oh, and guess what? It's private. Of course it is.
Of course
I'm
going to
follow you.
Fucking unprivate
it,
dude.
Come on, dude. How are people going
to
stop?
We are going to get you at least...
3 friends.
3 to 10 friends. But maybe an Aussie who might hook you up with like a running club or whatever. You open that shit up. Like you got... I can...
What do you have to hide? Like child porn on there?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we can't joke about that because he does work in child development things like that.
Very true.
But what do you have to hide? Are you like afraid that somebody's going to look on there and see you doing like a rail of fucking Molly off of like a black dick?
I just kept it quiet just because the amount of children and stuff that try to...
So it's private.
It's private, but still just request it. Don't lurk them. Just ask them to
can
let you
DM? Can you DM somebody if they're private?
I don't think so.
I accept if like it comes through. At least I know who's like trying to add me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you're over 20,
and also maybe like if you, so Luke will look on your thing, and if you have Australian stuff, he'll accept it.
Absolutely.
Luke's a good looking guy too.
I mean, to know what it looks like down under.
It's really dark in here.
Yeah.
he's got a lot of sex jokes. He can drink a lot of Guinness.
Yeah.
He's a great dancer.
If you're in New Zealand or Australia. Where in Australia?
I'll be in Sydney.
Sydney, boom, there you go. I think there's one or two there, maybe, I don't know. If not, we'll find one. Hit him up. Show him around town. Show him that fucking seashell-looking building.
Yeah.
Show him that
Opera
thing.
House.
Opera House. You know how it goes. You guys know. You're good people. Everybody's cool. He's a good dude.
If you're an All Blacks fan.
If you're an All Blacks, I'm a huge fan of the All Blacks. Luke, curling. Today we learned. You've heard it here first. MTV News. Thank you very much for stopping by, and thank you for sitting on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for teaching me about the Acropolis in Athens.
He didn't even know it. Did you know what a podcast was before this?
I've heard it mentioned, but I never listened to one. Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I'm going to go to Athens now and hang out in the Acropolis.
You can't go now.
No.
Too many refugees.
Let's go to Machu Picchu. Have you been there?
No, I'm supposed to take my dad there.
God damn it. Well, when he says that's no because I'd he like doesn't love you, take me instead. I want to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll go. If you guys want to get together and just put some money on like a GoFundMe, we need money to go to
We want to go to Machu Picchu.
And you guys all have a couple bucks. I mean, what are you doing? Fucking sitting around listening to
it? What if we did that like as a joke, like just set up a GoFundMe? Hey, we want to go do this cool thing.
I think people do that.
Do they?
Yeah, for sure. Aristotle, do people do that?
Let's do that.
Let's set up a small one to start with.
Do a small one.
We're going to start with we want to go to this ice cream place in in Alhambra, so we need $10. No,
well,
probably
we need
20.
An Uber. We don't want to drive.
Yeah, because we might get ice cream drunk. So, all right, we need $50. You cheap sons of guns.
That's so funny. We should almost just do that. Here's the thing. Here's a list of things we want to do. If we reach $50, we'll go to this place and eat ice cream.
It's great.
If we reached $1,000...
You take me.
We'll take you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll fly you back here.
We'll fly you back to Lima, Peru.
Is that where it's at? Lima, Peru? I know it's in Peru. Somewhere there.
It's closer to Cusco. Cusco.
Yeah, like that movie with fucking David Spade. Cusco. That was his kid. That was his name, right?
What movie?
Fucking that Disney, that cartoon.
Oh.
It's funny.
What movie is that?
Emperor's New Groove.
It looks great.
It was good. I remember it.
They did some good Quechua jokes.
Yeah. There's a good documentary about the making of that. It was supposed to be a way more serious, like Disney type movie. And it actually, if you're into like animation and how like movies get made and go through all the notes and phases and all of that, it was a really good documentary. It was like originally supposed to be called like Empire of the Sun or something. And then over 4 or 5 years, it transformed into like a jokey, just a comedy movie about this.
At first, it was about water rights and the indigenous people suffering under the hand of colonialism. It was like a larger analogy for development and man's thirst for more. You know, just our addictive nature of our species. And then Disney was like, "Hey, you know, we thought about it." And what if it was like a musical fun movie, like we always do? And they were like, "Yeah, probably.
That'll work." No, but originally, like Sting, I think had the whole soundtrack written, and he had some good songs. Like, There was a good. There was. I remember there was a really catchy one, and they ended up throwing it away because he did this. Like that was back when they would have like Phil Collins did a whole soundtrack. Elton John did a whole soundtrack.
Oh yeah, because he did Lion King. Who did Phil Collins do? Which one?
Tarzan. And then they were gonna have Sting. He did like a whole soundtrack, and he was reluctant. He did like a whole thing for
white British male singers. And Disney.
He did this whole thing.
If you start singing, you might be able to do a Disney soundtrack.
I'll just be able to do three quarters of it, though, and then the other quarter just have to go to...
They'll do like a Jamaican theme.
Yeah. Like a Rasta Emperor.
Yeah, Rasta Emperor. It'll be about the Maroons.
It'll be about the Maroons. It'll be called...
It'll be about Bob Marley.
Riding a camel.
From California to Africa.
It'll be called Tuesdays with Maroons.
Yeah, I like
Tuesdays
that.
Tuesdays with Marooney.
It would just be called Maroon. It'll be about Adam Levine. Maroon 1 gets Maroon. What if they got, what if Maroon 5 could be they like got they crashed on
Benny and Maroon.
What if Maroon 5 crashed on a desert island and they were marooned?
Marooned 5.
Aristotle, Marooned 5?
Come on, dude.
Aristotle. We never have this much fun on this podcast. I always got to be nice to some celebrity. Think how we got this dork.
The camel in there. They could have just gone to Africa and it'd just be like Cameroon.
Wait,
he gets stranded.
It's weird. It's weird. No, it's not. All right, I'm not going to finish that.
It'll star Salil Maroon Fry.
No, I like that.
Funky Brewster.
Salil Maroon Fry.
Maroon Fry.
Oh, man. We're coming up with some great puns. If you guys need any writers at midnight.
Yes. Shout out to Alex Bagg and Chris Hardwick and that other dude.
Jesse
the
Joyce.
Who's the dude with the B? The dude, the Boston logo is his icon.
I don't
Brent
know.
Brent or Byron or whatever.
I don't know.
Hey, if you're listening, you're not, but give me an idiot job. Or just put us on your show.
Yeah, put us on your show.
Hashtag put us on your show.
Hashtag yes all
everybody.
Women.
Hashtag everybody put us on your show.
Can I join in?
Yes, yeah. You can do that.
Oh. Yeah. I want to.
Only
I always
during
bring
sweeps
my...
week when we want to get every demographic.
Yeah, we need to get the black British demographic. Just be like Skepta. Is this the time where I say my stuff?
Yes, say your stuff. What do you got coming up? What are you doing? Tell everybody about yourself.
I'm Andy Haynes on Twitter and Instagram. And probably Periscope. I don't
know
what
private.
Else. Not private. Open. Yeah. There's some naked pictures of me up there.
Yeah,
now.
There was recently.
Yes, and
it was a really good photo, by the way. It was like, I mean,
thanks, man.
It was like a cool looking photo. It's like well done. And
funny. It was when I got bored. When you get sober and then you go to bachelor parties, you after a little while you get drunk. So you bored. Get so bored that you just start getting naked. Yeah. I will be at the Hollywood Theater in Portland October 1st, and then I will be in Calgary, Alberta, the 7th through the 14th, kind of popping around that area. And then big show is I will be at the San Francisco Punchline the weekend of Halloween in October. So if you are a Franciscan, please come out.
Yeah, do that. Or go fucking celebrate Halloween because it's the best holiday ever.
I only have an early show and I'm going to dress.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to dress up for it. And all then right, I'm going
to
go.
Well, because Andy's doing a show, he's got a spare pumpkin outfit going.
Yeah. Please bring pumpkin related things.
Do that. Do those things. Go see his things and then follow him. And then
go
follow,
see my things.
Go see his things. And then follow the podcast on Twitter, TWO Podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Today we learned with Brazel and Dan. Follow Aristotle at Aristakos. Follow Dan at Osteoferocious. Follow me on Twitter at My Name is Razzle 2. Follow me on Instagram at My Name is Razzle. If you want to see photos of me running away from dinosaurs with supermodels that
great
I may or
pictures.
May not have met. But they're also hot and they're way out of my league. So follow me if you want fun action
they
photos.
They're dinosaurs.
Yeah, the
I'm
dinosaurs.
Talking about the dinosaurs. Fucking yeah, I love the dinosaurs. They're
Dilf.
So hot. Dinosaurs, I'd like to fuck. Do all those things and continue to give us, you know, if you haven't yet, if you just take 20 seconds out of your day to go to iTunes and give us a good review and give us a good rating and help us climb back up the charts. We seem to be falling off the iTunes comedy charts.
And I'm not on it that much.
A surplus of,
so don't
things.
Hold me against them.
Yeah, don't hold it against Andy. Don't hold any against us.
They need this. I have a bath salts laboratory outside of Shanghai, and that's where all my money comes from. And yeah, we will keep on changing the formula. Take that, government.
Government and bath salts. Do all those things and give us good reviews and all that type of stuff. And we appreciate you guys listening, those that of you that do, and continue to, you know, download and have fun and learn things. And send us some emails and send us some tweets of some facts to use because, you know.
And Aussies and Kiwis take care of Luke.
Take care of Luke here.
Yeah. We're going to get him to unprivate his thing so that he can fucking be reached like a fucking human being in the 20th
you
century.
You can just add me. And I'll write you. It'll
just open it up, buddy. You got nothing to hide.
Yeah, dude.
These kids, you don't work on a cruise ship anymore. You get another job, private that shit back up.
Yeah, dude.
So this is playtime.
Yeah. It's play. You got an open field. You don't want to work with kids forever anyways. They stink. They're sticky. All right. You probably should end your podcast.
Yeah. do that. Head everybody up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. And yeah, share it and tell everybody to listen.
Thanks
and
for having us again. So I really appreciate it.
Thanks again for doing this. Yeah. And as always, you know, once bitten, twice shy, eat some macaroons and don't get marooned on the Nylon. I don't know what that means, but
I liked it.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. Tell your friends.
Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.